Not much has happened to disturb the peace of the tranquil village of Crossgarm over the course of its 200-year history. A little political skirmish occurred on 17th of March, 1849, that has entered the history books under the rather grandiose description of the Battle of Crossgar. On that morning, approximately 1,500 freshers, or Irish ribbonmen, carrying flags and armed with guns and long pikes, relics of the 1798 Catholic Rebellion, assembled outside the town with the intention of marching through the main street of this largely Protestant village. Disorder erupted in the village, stones were thrown, shots were fired, and that resulted in three deaths. A police constable called Burke from Newton Breda, who was shot through the neck and killed instantly. A young lady called Anne Woods, who was assisting her father at his gingerbread stall. And another innocent bystander called Smith, who was also shot and died later in the Down Infirmary. And so it happened that leading up to another 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day again, Patrick himself will forever, of course, be associated with a town that's just 6 miles from Crossgar, Downpatrick. And this 17th of March was 1951, when another altercation erupted. This time it was a spiritual struggle, a battle for truth and righteousness. Here's how it happened. Early in 1950, the committee of the Crossgar Mission Hall approached the 24-year-old Reverend Ian Paisley to ascertain whether he'd conduct a gospel campaign for them in their town. Some of the members of the Mission Hall Committee had heard this young and dynamic evangelist preach in his own church, the Ravenhill Evangelical Church in Belfast, and they felt he'd be an ideal speaker for our mission if he was available and willing. An approach to Reverend Paisley was made, and they received a positive response. After careful consideration and prayer, plans for the mission were finalised, and the start date was fixed for Lord's Day, 4th of February 1951. The campaign committee were concerned that the mission hall would be too small. After all, it was only 20 feet by 50 feet with a 20 feet by 10 feet extension to the back. So they decided to ask the Kirk Session of La Sara Presbyterian Church for the use of their church hall for the campaign. This was unanimously granted at a meeting of the Kirk Session. No real surprises there, mind you, because the majority of the Mission Hall's committee and its attendees were either members or office bearers of the Sarna Presbyterian Church. However, in what local people saw as evidence of the liberal agenda that was becoming increasingly evident in their denomination, the Down Presbytery meeting on Monday the 8th of January 1951 ruled that the mission should not go ahead in the Sarna Church Hall. It's doubtful the local elders were ever properly informed of this, because the plans for the mission continued. Clearly the ordinary members knew nothing about the ruling. Matters were drawn sharply to a head when, on the evening of Saturday the 3rd of February 1951, just 90 minutes before a march of witness to advertise the mission beginning the next day was to happen, Down Presbytery held a special meeting to which La Sara's church session was summoned. At this meeting, the moderator of the Down Presbytery demanded that the La Sara session reverse their decision to grant the use of the church hall to the missioners. The evangelicals, who had already been battling against liberalism and modernism in their own congregation, they saw these moves as further evidence of the downward trend in their denomination. They couldn't believe that the Presbytery would ban a gospel mission in their own church hall. For two of the elders, Hugh James Adams and George K. Gibson, the high-handedness of the Presbytery was just too much. They refused what they saw as an anti-gospel demand by Presbytery officers to immediately cancel their gospel campaign. For this stance, they were suspended. These events were as yet unknown to those who were at that time were gathered for this march of witness. And so they made their way to the La Sara Church Hall only to discover that the Down Presbytery had closed the doors of the hall to the preaching of the gospel and to them. One of the abiding memories of those who were on that march of witness that Saturday night is having to shelter from torrential rain in the porch of their own church hall from which they had been excluded. The mission, however, went on in the Killyleagh Street Mission Hall and was blessed of God in the salvation of 94 precious souls. Dr. Paisley, speaking in Crossgar Free Presbyterian Church in 1997, said, "My memory of those meetings was not the packed house that we had overflowing each evening, the great spirit of blessing and the joy of leading precious souls to Christ, but it was of the continued sessions of prayer. One on Tuesday night and one on Friday night, when we went on past midnight and past 2 o'clock in earnest intercessions before God. For a crisis would arise at the end of this campaign, back to the church that put out the light of the gospel, or outside the camp to bear reproach for the Lord Jesus Christ. That was the decision and choice that had to be made." We'll continue our series, exploring the background, the mission, etc., in further videos.